Helen Thomas, erstwhile dean of the White House Press Corps, resigned under pressure this week.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments on that?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land, not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You think the Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Well, that's an ignominious way to end a career, with a callous, stupid soundbite delivered no less to a rabbi on the occasion of Jewish Heritage Month. Who knows what motivated Helen Thomas's remark? Maybe it was her disgust with Israeli policy. Maybe it was hitherto closeted antisemitism. Maybe it was old age and the impunity that tends to offer for all manner of geriatric obstreperousness. Or maybe it was Helen Thomas just being Helen Thomas to a fault. This program has no opinion on whether this White House pressroom institution should be consigned to everlasting disgrace, but we do wish to observe that her crankiness helped keep presidents of the United States honest, or at least markedly less regal, for 50-some years. Here she is grilling Ronald Reagan.
The experts say that the Russians are far ahead of us in some nuclear weaponry, and we are far ahead of them in terms of the Polaris missile and so forth. And we also have the capability of swift, massive retaliation against the Soviets. Under those circumstances, why don't we seek negotiations for a freeze now and carry on to reductions? That way we can halt the making of doomsday weapons and save billions to help poor people.
Helen, I know that there are people that have tried to figure this out. The truth of the matter isn't much of an incentive.
Saying that we are vulnerable now, right today, to a nuclear attack that we could not retaliate on?
Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama. She treated them all with perfunctory respect, but very little deference. Had her colleagues seen her less as a gadfly and more like a role model, I can think of a number of messes this country might have avoided.
Ms. Thomas.
President, you started this war. It's a war of your choosing. And you can end it alone today. Don't you understand? We brought the Al-Qaeda into Iraq.
I was hoping to solve the